Yes, my lord.
The issue at hand is not the security of the Empire. There are a dozen sources from which Dow Skiver could have learned the girl's heritage, including, and not to be forgotten, the girl's mother herself. The issue is not even the world you hope to bring us, although naturally that would be a significant boon to our preparations for war. No, Darth Kratos. The issue is defiance. 15 years ago, Lima Zandret made a stand against the Sith and escaped the punishment that was rightly hers. Now comes this opportunity to correct that oversight. We must take it in order to demonstrate to all that our strength has only increased and that we never forgive.
The Council greeted this pronouncement with a murmur of approval. Some eyes glanced at the holoprojector in the center of the room, as though even the absence of the Emperor's image was enough to inspire respect and fear. Darth Kratos bowed low.
You have my word, my lords, that an example will be made of the girl's rebellious kin. Their names will be expunged from history, except as an example to those who would defy us.
Darth Howell didn't look at Darth Kratos. His gaze remained firmly fixed on Axe.
I understand, Axe told him,
and she did. This was a test of loyalty as much as it was a mission to punish forgotten traitors. Being a Sith was not just about feeling hatred and anger. It was finding a way to focus those feelings toward the attainment of mastery. Axe said she had forgotten her mother and held her no affection, but when Lima Zandret stood before her, and the time came to deliver her rightful punishment, could Axe be the one to administer it? She swore that she would. There was no affection in her bones for anyone, not even her master. She stood in silent obedience as Darth Kratos confirmed the details of his plan. The Empire would provide him with half a division to command as he saw fit. They would await word from Axe on Hutta before moving on to their final destination. An Imperial envoy would be sent to provide cover for Axe, but that person would play no significant role in the affair. He or she would simply assure Tassa Barish that the Emperor wasn't suspiciously disinterested in the auction of her prize.
Your ambitions are plain to us, Darth Kratos,
Darth Howell told him.
Deliver us this world, and you will be rewarded.
With one last overlong bow, Darth Kratos took his leave of the Council, and his apprentice followed respectfully 2 paces behind. Only when they were in the shuttle did he turn on her. His slender staff clicked open lengthways at one end, and the other retracted, forming the cross pieces and handle of his blood-red lightsaber. It stabbed at her face, stopping just short of her skin, and she froze.
You surprised me in there,
he said in a deceptively quiet voice.
Don't ever surprise me again.
She didn't say,
You're a fool. You mishandled the whole thing. If you'd let me talk to you beforehand, instead of raging about my inability to remember anything, I could have told you in advance. Instead of betraying you, I saved you and our plan from being dismissed out of hand. I will not, Master,
was all she said. Satisfied